India proudly proclaims itself to be the world's fastest growing major economy and has more young people entering the workforce than any other nation. But in an age of increasing automation, many worry there'll be nothing for them to do. South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
In a Delhi classroom, engineering student Shubhankar Singh and classmate Narendra Kandore are experimenting with a robotic hand.
This can be used in the future for bionic arms, so in the medical industry,
yes,
or the entertainment industry, or even in industrial automation techniques.
For decades, India's most widely coveted jobs have been government ones, but that's changing. And so these students are spending their holidays doing courses they hope will give them an edge in a fierce market, where thousands will compete for a single entry-level job.
Yes, it's very competitive.
Yes, it is.
The stakes for India are high. In 2022, this country is set to eclipse China as the world's most populous nation. Government figures suggest 1 million a month join the workforce. They should be what's called a demographic dividend, a boost to the country's productive capacity. But while India has ample labour supply, demand is another question. Federico Gilsander, an economist with the World Bank, says unless there are businesses willing to employ them, the young people who should power India's future could instead drain its coffers.
Exactly. It puts a huge burden on the state that has to spend resources purely on redistribution as opposed to building the human and physical capital.
The problem for India's would-be workers, however, is that the labour-intensive path to prosperity is crumbling. As these students study robotics, the World Bank is warning two-thirds of the jobs in India today are under threat from automation. Economist Federico Gilsander says that means India cannot rely on the plentiful manufacturing jobs which help propel China and other East Asian nations to prosperity.
I mean, it is a fact that manufacturing in particular, and even services, that automation and technology is a force that one needs, you know, it's a wave to be ridden, not something to be fought.
India has 800 million people, 35 or under. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, wants to push his country's youth out of the traditional preferred government jobs and into business.
I see 800 million potential entrepreneurs who can work towards making the world a better place.
But those who've made it themselves say the problem for India's planned shift into entrepreneurialism is the country's schools, still using old-style rote learning methods. Pavan Pognati founded the academy running this holiday robotics workshop, having tried to hire workers for startups of his own.
And while recruiting, I was able to clearly see the difference between people who are coming with this kind of practical hands-on experience of building projects in their classes. Those students were clearly standing apart, and they're able to think beyond, textbook answers. They're able to understand how to apply these concepts to build real-life projects.
Back in that lab, Shubhankar Singh is keenly aware of the irony that while learning robotics will help him shape the India of the future, it'll mean fewer jobs of the past.
I agree that the numbers will be less, but it will also create jobs for those people who are skilled enough to handle these machines and actually perform the repair functions. It's good for those who run the company, but it's bad for those who work for the company.
The next step is cultural change, like encouraging more women into work. In New Delhi, this is James Bennett reporting for AM.